Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Right, honey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, honey.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
That's right.
Bite me.
Thank you.
Hey. That was funny.
That was funny.
Hey, Larry.
That was funny.
You stink like my butt.
I know.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It's always a good time for one of those. Let me see. We're not having a Christmas party.
No, I guess we're not.
Huh. There's a new survey. Did you get that email from Rob? 33% of companies are not having holiday parties this year.
Right.
And then Rob attached in the email that our station, WJFK, is not having a Christmas party this year.
That's been confirmed.
I guess. And
as of this morning, no plans have been made.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So let's find out now. In fact, maybe he has news about the Christmas party, the lack thereof. He's making his first contracted appearance of the year. There is Vincent Gandolfini.
Tell the world in the winter.
Vincent Alberto Gandolfini.
How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you?
Vinny the Elf.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad to Terry. How's everybody doing?
How come you're not wearing your elf suit?
I don't wear the elf suit until 2 weeks before Christmas. Read my contract, Ryder.
I read your contract. Where's your pointy shoes?
I don't have the pointy shoes. I'm going out partying tonight. How are you, Don? Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas to everybody. To all a good night. All that good Christmas stuff. How are you?
Now, Vinny, are you losing business because so many corporations are dropping their Christmas parties?
I'm losing business because of the cyber age. I'm losing business because the traditional methods of delivery, including what we do as elves, have been subverted. That is the word.
Subverted.
That is the word that I want to use. Subverted by the fact that the cyber this. This is cyber. Do it online. Online. I got this. I'm going to stand up and show you. Screw online. Screw online. I got to go. I got to go with the flow, though. I got several things. I got projects I got to promote, and that's all I'm here to do this Christmas season. I have direct orders from Santa that I have to come in here, and I have to specifically mention some very important things that can get the elves and the reindeer and Santa Claus online. All right, can I promote some stuff? That's what I'm here for. Can I do that for you, please?
Vinny.
First of all, I recommend anybody that has any questions about elves, Santa Claus, toys, or any of that stuff, go to elflover.com. Elflover.com is my official Vinny the Christmas Elf website. It's very easy to negotiate.
Vinny,
if
that
you
is...
take your mouse.
Hold on.
Huh?
That's an adult site.
Well, they're all that way, but you can buy products, T-shirts, sweatshirts, gifts.
Isn't that your scatological site?
No, that's VinnyLovesChocolate.com. Vinny Loves Chocolate is for, people that want to, you know what I mean, explore alternative lifestyles.
What about your bestiality sites?
Elfbook.com. Elfbook.com, everything you want to know about me, that's personal. If you want to get into Vinny's life, Vinny's availability, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean. My building's availability, like for Elf Book, you get to see what I'm really
like.
Where'd
you get that suit?
I got that suit from this guy. This guy last night, he says, I'm a tailor. And we are getting whacked out of our gourd on absinthe. And this guy says, I'll hook you up. He said, I see you can't fit me. You can't fit me, you a-hole. He says, yeah, first of all, have another drink of the Green Fairy. Then come down and see me. Look at this. Can you believe
beautiful.
This is three-piece?
That's beautiful,
this is
Vinny.
A three-piece sharkskin suit. I love this.
You look like a Fortune 500 guy.
You're damn right I do, but I'm a little slicker than that. I look like a good fella. I want a shirt like Paulie Walnuts. That's what I got on right now. And you always criticize me. You say you're not
beautiful.
Wearing the little elf outfit.
No, you're supposed to. Listen, is that infection taken care of? You know that piercing that got infected?
No. It's still bad. You know, I thought really, I was told by a certain lady friend of mine that, how do I put this? I know you're on the FCC restrictions, but I'm going to put it delicately.
Okay.
She said to me, Vinny, you know, I really enjoy having sex with you. Okay.
Yeah.
But it isn't because of your obvious elfin limitations. It is not, shall we say, as satisfying as it would be with a full-grown man. You know what you can do for me, Vinny? What you can do for me is to get a piercing down there.
Oh, so you're...
And so I said right away, I'd do it. My problem was I went to an unreputable person, a person who really was not inclined to give me the best hygienic atmosphere, and I got an infection that spread down into, can I say this on the radio?
Say it, what?
My balls.
So your balls, your balls are not perfect?
And an elfin vasectomy has a 75% failure rate, Rob Spiewak. I've been paying attention to you. But back to me. I want to tell you this. This thing, you want to talk about pain.
The infection.
You've heard of the guys that pass kidney stones. We have a lot of elves that that have a lot of uric acid, and they have problems with kidney stones.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did I see you in Fred Claus?
Yeah.
You were in Fred Claus, right?
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Vince Vaughn is an a-hole.
Did you have...
I was an extra.
Oh, so you were...
No speaking role.
No speaking role?
No, I had several lines, and Mr. Vaughn, Mr. Fat Gut Vaughn, Mr. Overweight Vaughn said that, oh, he's stealing the scene. And that was it. They cut me. They put me on the cutting room floor.
Ouch.
I think that sucks. I think that's it. He's no Will Ferrell. He is no Will Ferrell. Who, of course, starred in the namesake movie Elf, which I thought was a wonderful film, and I thought it was very... And incidentally, Fred Claus, hello, hello, lack of originality. How about an original idea? But I'm oozing. I'm oozing right now because of that piercing, and now I'm not able to pursue women like I have before. Everybody,
gotcha.
Look, facts of the matter. Everybody enjoys an elf. Everybody likes to be with an elf. Everybody wants an elf to sit on their lap. And the ladies like elves to, you know, do curious things. So it bit me in the ass, but on the other side, if you know what I mean. 1-800-ELF-ASS if you want to find out more.
You are incredible with your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Are you not with when it comes to love?
Well, you got
to
make up for your shortcomings. You know what I mean? Ho, ho, ho. And the fat guy not only is not functional down there, the big man, he's not only not functional, he's also incontinent. So Santa, you know, Santa baby, bring me a diaper right now. He can't function at all. You know, he's really, I mean, I don't know how many thousands of years old he is, but he really doesn't... He doesn't function. You know, he's not doesn't have all his buttons, if you know what I mean. Oh. I thought the guy was ageless. I thought he could go on. You know, the guy that's Mr. Saint Nick could go on forever. There'd be no problem. Cinder Claus, you know, Black Peter, the whole thing. I thought he could go on forever. There'd be no problem at all. But he really can't. It's really sad to watch a great jolly old elf, a larger elf than any of us, you know, really lose his faculties. And now what we're doing, I have to be honest with you, up at the North Pole... We are jockeying for position as to who will be the new big guy.
Well,
who gets to wear the red colors?
You don't have a chance.
Yeah,
Vince.
I know. Okay. You never showed any faith in me whatsoever. Is there any chance you could maybe say, hey, Vinny, you've been on this show for years.
Vinny, did you or did you not work the mob into Santa's work? Okay.
Excuse me. Where do you get most of your products, okay? You say that thing if it has to get to you, whatever, it comes on a truck.
A truck, right.
Who runs the trucks, okay? It's my friends, the Gambino.
You're the guy.
The Gambino family. Jesus Christ, Don.
You let the mob into the North Pole.
I let the mob organize the North Pole the way only they can. And what happened was people either went along or they didn't go along. And if they didn't go along, what you saw was a little popsicle in the middle of the North Pole with a felt hat. Really, you know, we didn't send him out to the Meadowlands. We actually put him right out there in the middle of nowhere and said, good luck. You know, they got those snow cats up there now. And we had a couple of friends of mine that came in. They're not like your TV people. This was a man named Mr. Ferrelli. Mr. Ferrelli came up as an organizer, got together with the elves, and he said, gentlemen, would you like to be unionized? And, of course, I knew what was going on because I was the insider. And they spoke to all the elves. And I would say a good 85 to 90% of us said, you know, let's go in with it.
Have you killed anybody this year?
I can't answer that question. What are you talking about? I can't answer that question.
Did you authorize the killing of anyone?
What I did, and this is just for you and your wonderful listeners who understand the life.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I pointed out individuals that were in the elfin community who may not have been, shall we say, conducive to a relationship that we would have with this particular said organization of elf employees, the Toy Workers of America.
And what are you going to do if you see a kid dressed like this? Now, if a kid sees you...
Wait a minute, a kid dressed like my suit?
No. What?
I'll say, go to Vinny Loves Chocolates. No, that's sick. You're a sick bastard. You got me to say something sick. You're a shock jock.
If a kid sees you...
Ho, ho, ho.
He would still know you're an elf because you've got those goddamn Vulcan ears
Well, I do, yeah, but I keep them kind of covered with my graying hair.
You got the Pinocchio nose.
Thank you.
You got the red.
Okay, that's
the red
no prize
green.
Beak on you, my friend. That's no prize beak on you.
All I'm asking is, what would you say if a child approached you now? Would you be sweet to the child?
No.
You would not?
No, it's not appropriate. I'm not in my function as the Santa's helper right now. What I am doing is coming on several radio programs, and the writer's strike has screwed that completely. Mm-hmm. I'm very upset with that. I wanted to go on more talk shows, but the fact is what I'm doing a little radio, doing a few signings. And when I'm in the suit, I will be perfectly acceptable for children. But right now, it's you and me. It's talking. You're talking about the mob. You're talking about Vinny's websites where you can go. Can I give it another hit?
Sure.
Okay, that's elflover.com, vinnylovechocolate.com, and elfbook.com.
Do you have a message for the little bastards, though?
Oh, look. I told you we're going to talk about promoting things. You want me to do the kiddie thing? Okay.
Let's just give 10 seconds to the little bastards out there.
Hold on,
okay?
Children. Hold on.
All those little booger eaters.
Little
out
sip
there.
Of the grape. This is not the best Merlot I've ever effing had.
Come on, we got it. We got it at the grocery store.
All right, here we go. Hey, boys and girls, this is Vinny the Elf. I'm really excited. I hate it when I have to drop the accent. I'm really excited about the Christmas season. I hope you come up to the North Pole and see us. But if you can't, you gotta be a good boy and girl for your mommy and daddy. And maybe you get one of those great toys like the rock and roll game. Or you get something Barbie if you're a girl. And Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. All right? Does that do it? That float your boat? That give you wood? Does that do it for you? I hate that kind of talk. Really.
Tell.
I'm going down to several clubs tonight. If people would like to get together with me,
you hate
I
kids.
Will be downtown at some of the finer night spots that people would enjoy.
You hate right? kids, don't you?
Huh?
You hate kids.
Of course I hate kids. How would you like to be the size of a kid and they poke and prod you? They poke and prod you like you're some kind of dime store novelty. Like you're some kind of freak of nature that they can play with like a toy. I'm a human being elf. I am not an effing puppy dog.
And you're mobbed up.
I'm not mobbed up. I am not. We are in the sanitation business. we handle disposal. Do you know how hard it is to get poop out of the North Pole with that frozen wasteland? It just sits on the top like blocks
right,
of brown
then.
Ice.
Well, listen. You got to come on the show at least twice more before Christmas. Mm-hmm.
I will make every effort to do that. It's always nice to see you. And would you like to, you were mentioning your fabulous Packers before. Is there a chance you would perhaps like to lay down a little action? Vinny can make that happen for you. You can get a bet down. How about the Packers in 12?
Rob Spiewak writes, are you in the Santa-tation business?
Nice joke, fat ass.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, I'm out of here. Nice. Here comes liberal Lenny over
it's
here.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right. You godless punk. Okay. I won't be listening to you.
Bye, Ben.
Screw Vinny. You and your ham Thanksgiving.
You too, Vinny.
Wow. Whoa. Sure does smell like wet dog in here.
It's something.
It's just a hint of cologne.
I love Vincent.
Vincent the Elf.
Forgot to mention his earrings he had on as well.
He only had one. He loves chocolate.
He kind of looks like little Stevie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he does. And he loves Christmas. Don't get him wrong.
With the bandana. Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right. Stand by for action.
This is the Don and Mike Show.